Got an interesting question for you. How are you most likely to get to where you need to go today? Is it on the bus? Is it on a train? Or are we still driving? Are we still choosing to drive more places than catch public transport, even though public transport options may exist from our start-finish point? Very interesting thought, isn't it? Someone who has some thoughts on those factors that do influence our driving is Dr. Jennifer Kent, and she's from the University of Newcastle's, the University of Sydney, rather, urban and regional planning area. Good morning, Jennifer. It's an interesting thought, isn't it? We still like to jump in the car. What are some of the reasons behind that?
Yeah, good morning, Mark, and thanks for having me on the show. I think we're very much attached to our cars from a really cultural perspective here in Australia. We've grown up as a country with access to the private car, and that's how we expect to get around.
I think you touched on something very important there. It is a cultural thing for us because we almost have a sense of, it's like a right, isn't it? It's like, well, we grow up, we get the car, and we sort of form attachments to different type of cars that sort of becomes part of our personality. But we kind of need to be trying to think a little bit differently a lot, don't we? I mean, as cities in particular get more congested, jumping on the public transport can get you there a lot quicker.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've definitely got lots of motivations to shift away from the private car. And private car use is implicated in a lot of things like climate change. It's implicated in some poor health outcomes associated with the city. And also, yeah, like you say, the congestion. We can't all just be driving around the city as our cities grow.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Because I know that when I travel to Sydney, I look at when I'm going down there and I think, oh, do I have to go at this time of the day? Because it'll be just flat chat with cars and I'll be stuck in the traffic and I'll whinge and complain about it. But yet I'm not all that keen to look at the train schedule. So what is it going to take for governments and authorities to... What sort of sweeteners do we need to put out there for us to start thinking that way?
My research looked at the way that people are really attached to the sense of comfort and predictability that they get from private car use. So what I found was that people actually feel really comfortable in their cars. They like having the air conditioning. They like being able to listen to the radio. They like being able to make different phone calls and so on. And they also like having that sense of autonomy and control. So as much as possible, we need to make public transport like that. We need to make it a comfortable experience for people. And we need to make sure that it is going to get people where they want to go, when they want to go there. So at the moment, we really our public transport system around the journey to work and making sure that people can get to different sort of suburban office hubs and the CBD and so forth, 9 to 5, instead of making our public transport system work around the real city trips that make up life, so trips to the supermarket, trips to schools, all of that kind of thing. As much as we can adapt our public transport system like that, I think that's going to encourage more people to get out of the comfort of their cars and onto those trains and buses.
I think you mentioned comfort. I think people have to feel comfortable. I mean, we need, in terms of trains, at least the modern trains of the future, and I think people also need to feel safe as well, because as we have more automation and more automatic ticketing, we have less staff, we have less security and police on the train. So maybe if we went down that road, maybe it would encourage more folks to jump out of the car because they would feel more safe and comfortable on the journey itself.
Yeah, safety is a real issue, particularly for women and other vulnerable groups. If we don't feel safe somewhere, we're not going to go there. We're not going to use a train or a bus if we don't feel like we're protected in that space. And like you say, the levels of autonomy, of automation that are coming into public transport systems at the moment, there are less and less people around at certain times. So it is about making sure that people do feel, you know, safe to travel at night, safe to travel at all sorts of hours, rather than just safe to travel, you know, in daylight hours.
I think we might have stumbled on a few solutions there, Jennifer. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
Yep, no problem, Mark. Thanks for having me.
From the University of Sydney, it's Dr. Jennifer Kent. Some interesting things there. I'm not sure that I'm totally willing to give up the car completely, but, yeah, more trips on the buses and trains would certainly help a lot. It's 27 past 10 at 2 NURFM.